Three Chairs No Waiting, episode number 67, Punch in the Nose Letters. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Drop by Weavers, they've got all kinds of special things over there, and they're about to add some really special ones. So drop by over there and check it out. Drop by any time because you never know what you're going to find there. With they've got calendars, DVDs, books. Guys, they got it. Drop by over there and visit around. Two Chairs is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. I'm your host, Alan Newsom, and it's good to have you with us again this week. I was looking around for things to talk about that we had written between myself, Jim Clark, Jim Schwanke, and John Locke. So this was several years ago, but back during Christmas, I ran across them and shared them with those guys, or at least a couple of them. Jim Schwanke, you may have heard me talk about before. There's an award called the Jim Schwanke Award that's given away by the Andy Griffith Show Rewind Watchers Club every year at Mayberry Days. And it's basically for folks that just keep the Mayberry spirit alive, because Jim was, he's passed away since, you know, over, you know, a few years ago. But Jim was one of these guys that he just enjoyed sharing the Andy Griffith Show and just all that it was, you know, the spirit of it. He was a guy I met one time and in person and corresponded with over the years by email, or not by email, by letter. Because he didn't really have a computer. He didn't do anything on the computer, but we stayed in touch for several years before he passed away, and it hit me real hard when he did. But I just telling you about that. Telling you about him a little bit, because this is what I'm going to tell you about today is some letters that were between my chapter here in Huntsville, Alabama. It's called the Mother Figure Chapter. The chapter that Jim Schwanke ran was called the Mayberry Texans, and it was out in Houston, Texas. And then there's the Swampsters, who are up in Virginia, and that's where their chapter is located. And it's John Locke and his wife Mary. And then, of course, Jim Clark, the presiding gooper of the Andy Griffith Show Rewind Watchers Club himself. So these are just some letters that were sent between us, and I don't know. I feel like that the people who listen to this podcast are pretty heavy-duty Andy Griffith Show fans. They're not just casual watchers of the show. As anybody that would listen to this is pretty much a pretty big fan, because there's a lot of things we talk about on here that I don't know that just a casual watcher would enjoy as much as some of us do. So I'm hoping you guys are going to enjoy this, because I don't know if you have friends that are fans of the Andy Griffith Show that you share times where you just you'll throw a quote from the Andy Griffith Show out, and they're the ones that pick up on it and they know about it. I know that happens on the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board Digest, where people get on there and talk, and they'll say quotes from the show and whatnot. But so what I want to share with you today is some letters. I'm pulling them up here, getting them over here where I can read it. But there's some letters that were shared between, as I said, myself, Jim Clark from the Andy Griffith Show Realtors Club, John Locke, and Jim Schwanke. So this is, let me tell you how this started. This was back in 1994. And Jim Clark from the Rewind Watchers Club sent Jim Schwanke, or actually sent John Locke, this letter, and he copied it to me. So he sent John Locke of the Swampsters chapter this. He said, "Hey, John and Mary, I went to see Alan and Jan Newsom the other day, and you know what Alan did? He punched me right in the nose." "Yeah, punched me?" "Turns out he's kin to Jim Schwanke by way of Lamar Tuttle's cousin. You know, and he hit me real hard. Assault is what he did. I guess it's a case as open as it ever was. Yours truly, Jim Clark." Well, John Locke got the letter, and Jim had sent me a copy of it as well. But John got the letter from Jim, and then he wrote back to me and said this. I got this on the Schwampsters letterhead, and it says this. It says, "Dear Jim, I am greatly appalled by the violence exhibited by the Newsoms. I was leery about that family and also those Schwankies from Texas. Oh, what a tangled web they weave. A. Thomas Moody was a slick con man, yet he just stole our possessions while these kleptomaniacs and brutes stole our hearts. I feel our only hope is to call Barn and have him rehabilitate these hardened brutes." He says, "I feel Jan should get the Leathercraft set and Alice the Mr. Potato Head set. Being that we see these ruffians later in life, Mary and the kids and I are meeting Thursday at Mr. Azamato's." That's Barney's karate teacher, judo teacher. "To keep ourselves protected. Jim, to be on the safe side, you might need to get a tetanus shot from Peggy. It's therapeutic. We appreciate the warning that was fired our way and sincerely hope that all are doing well. Tell Mary to stay away from the Indian elixirs. See ya, and thanks for the note, John and the gang." So the Swampsters had sent that back to Jim Clark and to Jim Schwanky a copy as well, and, of course, one to me. So anyway, this is very fun because, you know, you're getting these letters in the mail and you're hearing about these things. So it's funny. I don't know how much y'all think this is funny, but it was a lot of fun for us. And then finally, here's what I wrote back to Jim. I wrote this to Jim Schwanky, trying to explain what had been going on because, you know, I didn't want this misunderstanding to go any further. So here's what I wrote. I said, "Hey, Jim, here's the whole story on that so-called punch in the nose. What happened was, you remember when John and I sent you and Alice those quarters? Our chapter names all in the bullet and everything? You know how that affects people. They go crazy. Anyway, what happened was, John saw his chapter name in the bullet, and we started talking about whose idea it was to send y'all those quarters. I said it was my idea, and John tried to say it was his idea. What deal? Well, one thing led to another, and you know what happened? John hit me. Yeah, right in the nose. Well, Jim Clark was sitting there, right there at the table, when I started yelling about John punching me in the nose. And Jim left before I could talk to him. Well, anyway, later, when Jim came over to see me and Jan, he tried to claim that he hadn't seen John punch me. He said that he was reading a comic book and didn't see John do anything. I figured John had already got to him, so I argued with him. And one thing led to another, and boom, he said I'd punched him in the nose. He said I assaulted him. You know me being kind, being kin, by the way, of you and me being kin, by the way, talking to Jim Schwanky again. You and me being kin, by the way, of Lamar Tuttle's cousin. I know I can depend on you to back up my side of the story. I figure you could say that you were standing around reading what it said on the sidewalk. It says Bobby Grimmel hates Emma Lars. You can say that while you were reading the sidewalk, you looked up and saw that lock fella punch me. I know I can depend on you to take up for me since we're all kin and all. I figured folks won't take to heart what Jim C. says anyway, since him and John are kin by way of Myra Koontz down at the lingerie shop, and you know what they say about her. That John Locke, he's cheap, you know. I ought to have him arrested like a common criminal. That's what I ought to do, all right. He as much as called me cheap. Well, I'm counting on you, and we'll have to wait and see what happens, Alan. So that was the letters that we shared back and forth with one another way back when. Well, as I said, I ran across this recently as I was cleaning up or stuff during the Christmas holiday break. I was off work, and I was going through my computer, and I actually ran across these letters that I had written up in Microsoft Word, and I sent them back out to Jim Clark and John Locke. And we shared a few emails back and forth, just enjoying remembering those times and just the fun that we'd had. In those letters, it referenced too that about the quarters. Well, John Locke and myself, our two chapters, had sent the Mayberry Texans, Jim Schwanke, each a quarter for their 50th anniversary. It was their 50th wedding anniversary. And so each of us sent a quarter, and we both, you know, played just like Barney, acting like that we had, you know, meant to only send one quarter, you know, and I, you know, laid my hat on the, all that kind of stuff. So that's what that was references to. Anyway, folks, that's, I just want to encourage you. You've got to have Mayberry friends out there, because if you don't, I'm one, and you can definitely do this kind of stuff with me, because I enjoy just goofing around and having a good time. But you've got to have friends out there, and you know, writing emails is wonderful. But every once in a while, if you get a letter or an email saying things like this that are just fun and kind of just bring a smile to everybody's face, I encourage you to do that, because I think that's a lot about what the Mayberry experience is all about, to just enjoy yourself and to share with one another the smiles and stuff. Can't you just see this kind of a thing happening on the Andy Griffith Show? And so it's a lot of fun. So anyway, that's all I really got for you tonight. I hope you kind of enjoyed that. And I hope you hope you brings a smile to your face like it did to mine just reading those. But I encourage you, do some stuff like that and have some fun. So I before we go, I've got some letters talking about last week's episode I want to talk to you about. Because last week's episode was about Gene Carson. It was our Gene Carson interview. And I got an email from Janet Anderson saying, "Alan, I enjoyed the interview with Gene Carson. My only complaint is that I wish it had been longer." Yeah, I agree with you, Janet. I wish it had too. She says, "I never had the privilege of meeting Jean, but it seems that those who did always had compliments to say about her. I think it speaks highly of Jean that the episodes of the Andy Griffith Show she appeared in are some of the most memorable of the series, and that fans remember her so well and love her characterizations. It's nice to know that she really appreciated the fans. It strikes me as almost funny that she would assume that most people wouldn't remember her and her roles on the Andy Griffith Show. Just the way she delivered the line, 'Hello, doll,' was unforgettable. I remember sending Jean a get-well card during her illness, and was so sorry to learn of her passing." Yeah, me too. She says, "I understand she was a Christian, so even though I'm unable to meet her during this earthly life, I look forward to meeting her one day in heaven." So that's from Janet. Janet, thank you, and yes, my understanding and belief from talking to her that yes, she was a Christian. So hopefully, you know, that will be the case. But she was a wonderful, wonderful lady. Got another email here from, this one's from Ron Blankenship. He says, commenting on Gene Carson episode, "I was sitting here listening to the Gene Carson interview of the podcast, and I don't know if I ever told you, but Martha," that's Ron's wife, "Martha's aunt went to school with Gene Carson in Charleston, West Virginia." Well, that's cool, John. He said he'd love to have gotten to meet her as well. So, not John, Ron. So, Ron, thanks for writing in and giving us that. Got one final one about Gene Carson interview. This one is from Larry Gillum. And Larry writes in, he says, "Well, Alan, you did say you wanted to hear from us. I heard you say it on Two Chairs No Waiting at least three times. I do want to hear from you guys, so feel free to write in. And sorry if I'm pestering you about it." But he goes on to say, "You'll be pleased to know that I'm finally writing with no problems or concern in mind." Not that I do very often. In other words, he's not complaining. So thanks for that, Larry. "I just now found the time, or took the time, to watch the Gene Carson interview of your podcast. I just wanted you to know that I thoroughly enjoyed it." What fun. Yeah, Gene's a great lady. "It was interesting to hear Gene Carson's voice late in life, really not much different from the way it was in the Andy Griffith Show episodes. That sweet, kind, but low, gravelly voice. It was also good to see you up close and in your home, assuming that you're doing it from home." What he's talking about, folks, is the video podcast version. Because what I'm trying to do now is I've got the audio podcast, which you're probably listening to, or you could be watching this on video. And if you are, you're just basically staring at me talking to you on the camera and doing the episode live. So or recorded in this case, if you're watching it later. Anyway, he goes on to say, "It appears that the room shown on the camera is filled with fascinating things, though detail couldn't be seen well." Well, I went in. Several people have mentioned that there's things behind me on the video podcast that they would like to see what they are, and so I have gotten a better camera. So you guys, if you watch the audio or the video version, you'll be able to see a little better. And I will be talking about some of the things that are over my shoulders on the bookshelves at some point. And you know, and I'll be pimping the Two Chairs No Waiting merchandise, all that kind of stuff that you can buy. But really, get your stuff from Weavers. Don't worry about that. These are things for me more than anything. But I've got coasters. I've got all kinds of cool little things that I've gotten. Anyway, he goes on to say, what a contribution you make to us all. I guess you know it's much appreciated. Anyway, not to take up much of your time, I just wanted to let you know I enjoy the program. I will indeed return to hear and see more as time permits. So this is Larry up in Colorado. Thank you, Larry. I appreciate that. And I appreciate all you guys that are watching or listening. And we're having a good time. Now, I do want to say, I'm going to beg a little bit here, I guess. The podcast, as I say at the beginning, is brought to you by Weavers and also by donations from listeners like you. And I really, it's getting to the point I'm really going to have to start begging a little bit for some donations and stuff. Because I have got, this is our 67th edition of the podcast. And just the audio portion stored on a hard drive is about 500 megabytes of data. And so that I'm having to store all that stuff right now at Mayberry.com's website. And we're beginning to run short on room. So I'm either going to have to remove some of the older episodes so people won't be able to hear them, or I'm going to have to quit making any more because it's starting to get, I can't handle too many more episodes of filling this up. And so anyway, I'm going to have to rehost these somewhere. I'm going to have to move at least the audio portions somewhere else. And that's going to cost somewhere in the order at least $12 a month just to do that. So if any of you guys are willing to donate, there's a donation button on the podcast website. And I'd love to, you know, I'd love to keep all this going and keep trying to entertain you guys. But, you know, I don't like begging for the money either. But if you're enjoying it, I would appreciate it if you can donate a little. I don't want somebody to just donate at all. I want just, you know, it'd be great if everybody that listens, because we have about 300, 400 people that listen fairly regularly. If everybody gave me just a few dollars, that'd be plenty, you know. But usually you have one or two that gives money and then nobody else really will, which, hey, I'm guilty of that too. So I don't expect too much. But if any of you feel like you'd like to help donate and support the cause, you can go to Mayberry.com/podcast and you'll see the donation button there for PayPal right there on the website. And so, hey, feel free. If you don't, keep listening. I'll keep doing the best I can and we'll figure out some way to keep everything coming. But we may have to have a marathon, or, you know, like a telethon. So a pod-a-thon, I guess, we may have to have to try to raise a little bit of money. So anyway, you guys, appreciate you coming. And like Larry said, I would like to hear from you. And I do say it fairly often. So write me at floyd@mayberry.com or call me at 888-684-8415 so we can hear your voice. We'd love to hear you. You can also just drop by the podcast website at mayberry.com/podcast and leave comments there. So until next time, folks.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.